from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Travel with a third-generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us on a very special day. A couple of big saints being celebrated this weekend, and not the least of which is St. Patrick, which is actually today. Like, and I know we're going to spend half the time tonight talking about St. Joseph's, which, I don't know, Christine, I work at a radio station where everybody that's on the morning show is Italian. Right. I'm the one Irish guy on the whole air team, and I can't even get my full day. You know, we got
Joe Piscopo, you got Joe Piscopo,
Gattulo, Sibilia, Debbie Serrano, Debbie Duhame is the normal, but... Then Serrano substitutes for, and they have a bunch of other people that come in. Anyway, I'm not bitter or anything. You know,
The
one thing that's on my side is Jerry Crowley.
Oh well, he's the boss.
So I got an Irishman in the boss's office. So we're in good shape.
You got the owner of Salem Media and one of the greatest guys in radio. Jerry Crowley, he must be celebrating today.
Ed Atzinger would be very surprised that Jerry Crowley was the owner of Salem Media.
Oh, well.
But yes, he's the VP for sure. But this music that we're listening to, you asked if we could find some Irish stuff during the week. And this is from the recently Grammy-nominated album by Keith and Kristen Getty called Confessio, Irish American Roots. And it's called, if you will, good lady, Farewell to Ballymoney. Farewell to Ballymoney. I think that's the village where they were when they wrote it. And so as they were leaving, this kind of came to them in their head. Anyway, celebrating a little fun. Now, what is the in the Nicholas household? What is the traditional Irish? Do you observe? Because I know you've got a lot of influences in that Nicholas household.
Yeah, we're like a mixed bag. We are true Americans in that we've got so many ethnicities in this. Yeah. But look, growing up, the big tradition was that you'd cut school and go to the St. Patrick's Day parade and try not to get caught. But then, like goofballs, you see Channel 5 there and you're trying to get your face on camera. So you eventually do get caught.
Yeah. Oh, I saw your kids on the telly. Yeah, what?
But my mother was always had Irish soda bread for St. Patrick's Day, and I've got my cousin here today, and we're making corned beef cabbage. Corned beef with cabbage and potatoes, and we're having a traditional Irish meal, so we're very happy about it. And how about you, Mr. McCullough?
Growing up, you know, the thing about it was, in the area where I grew up, there wasn't a lot of just ethnic heritage that was proudly celebrated in any fashion. So like there were some Italian kids in my class, there were some European kids, you know, just Western European countries, variety of, there were some Latin Americans, etc., but they were all just kind of middle America in terms of their sensibility. And so there wasn't this, like, when you come to the big cities like Chicago and New York especially, you've got really well-defined ethnic influences and history and stuff to really tap into. So I was not born with that kind of heritage. What I was born with was St. Patrick's Day was the day that if you didn't wear green when you went to school, everybody pinched you.
I just got pinched
all the time. And I was like, why are you pinching me? And we weren't even Catholic Irish. We would have worn orange, in the divide. So like, here I am like wondering what is everybody pinching me for all the time? So all of that to say, it wasn't until my adulthood that I really learned a lot about St. Patrick himself. And I have to tell you, the world was definitively a better place because this man existed. My friend, the Gettys, who we just heard some of their music from, and you went to their Christmas show at Carnegie, they did an entire PBS special during lockdown where they went and traced kind of the footsteps of St. Patrick on the Irish homeland and kind of told the story kind of to their daughters, but cameras were watching and they turned it into a special that was I thought it was really well done. So it's a more meaningful thing to me now as a middle-aged man than it was as a child. But tonight I tried to talk the bride into letting me try my hand at making the bangers and mash, and she's like, nope. So we're going to go to a restaurant and get some good Irish food tonight. But that's about the extent of it for us this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck with that. I hope you made your reservations because every Irish pub I know in New York is it's pretty
we did.
Packed.
We got the reservations and we'll be there not too late. So that's yeah. good.
Yeah. Connolly's is one of my favorites in Midtown. And then, of course, Oscar Wilde on 27th Street, near the Garment District. That's boasts the longest bar in New York City. It's just a lot of fun. But, it's interesting. My dad listens to the news and he said that Blarney Stone, they were closed, all seven of them, during the pandemic. And now right. today they reopened the first one. They opened
nice.
A Blarney Stone. So that's a real exciting development, especially here with Radio Night Live focusing on things reopening still after COVID. New York City is still not fully open. So, but
Christine, I have to
Blarney
ask
Stone
you, because this is
open.
Our third This is our second anniversary.
Our anniversary.
So starting third year. Isn't it time to be done? Like, I still hear stories of, like, even school districts in other states and stuff that try to put the masks on the kids. And I'm like, are we not? We've learned an awful lot in the last 3 years. Isn't it time to be stepping forward here? Like, we got this.
I think we are. But the problem is the economic hit in New York was so severe because of the severe lockdowns and most of them unnecessary. You know, somebody reminded me last night that New York City locked down the golf courses. Yeah, I mean, when you think...
Beaches,
and the beaches,
the parks.
Remember we had Laura Curran, the executive director for the executive county, director for Nassau County, because her beaches were open and New York City's were not. I mean, you look back and it was just, I don't know, stupidity?
Well,
I don't know, like... Power monger. I don't know what it was, but we're still feeling the effects from that. And that's why New York is lagging in our recovery. That's why we have a greater unemployment rate than anywhere else in the country. So, you know, if anything, it's great that the Blarney Stone and other restaurants and bars are reopening, but we have to make sure that our government gets behind these businesses and helps them reopen and gets us back on our footing.
Our friend Dr. Marty McCary of the Fox News Medical All-Star Team was with us on Wednesday this week, and he authored a really good piece in the Post this last week. The ten things about COVID that turned out to be completely opposite than what we were told they were. Mm-hmm. And as I went through the list, just looking at them, I was like, oh my gosh, I remember that. Like, but it does seem a bit in my distant rearview mirror now, and I do hope that we can turn that corner and say that we've got a handle on it, because we can't afford to sit on the sideline anymore. It's time to live life. It's time to get back at it. And I'm so glad that so much of New York has. I just hope that real soon it does. And I hope that if anything, God forbid, impacts us on this scale again, that the leaders will follow, you know, some of the lessons learned out of this mm-hmm. time and trial, because it was really, really hard for sure.
Right. Well, let's
all right, we've
so
got
sure.
a big show. We're going to talk a little bit about St. Patty. We're going to talk a little bit about St. Joseph. And we're going to have a lot of fun on the St. Patrick's Night edition of Radio Night Live. Coming right back from New York.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
All right. I tell you every single week that Mike Connors will answer one of your questions, one of your real questions here personally. And Mike, this week's question comes from John in Queens. He says, Mike, my aunt died. I can't afford to pay for the funeral, but I know she had life insurance policy. Can I collect that to pay for her funeral? Mike Connors.
Well, the big question on that, who's the beneficiary of the life insurance policy? Yes, if you're the beneficiary, you can collect that, and you can work with your funeral director, and most of them, I think, will do this. If you're not the beneficiary, you may have a problem, but then again, who is the beneficiary? Maybe they should pay for the funeral. But some people are under the mistaken impression that if you have an insurance policy, it's used to pay for a funeral, and it's automatic. It doesn't quite work that way. That money belongs to the beneficiary.
Even if it's an insurance policy that's specifically designed to be for post-death expenses?
Yes, because, you know, ahead of time, the aunt could have made a deal with the funeral parlor and assigned the policy over to the funeral parlor. But if she didn't do that, that money belongs to the beneficiary.
Well, it's important to know these things, and friends, that's why we're always telling you the biggest mistake you can have happened with your end-of-life planning is to just not plan at all. So call Mike Connors and his team at Connors & Sullivan this week. Get your plans looked at. See what you need. Maybe it's a will. Maybe it's a trust. The McCulloughs have done this. We certainly recommend the wonderful team at Connors & Sullivan at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And then Mike will be ready to answer more questions from you. Just send them to askmikeconnors@gmail.com, askmikeconnors@gmail.com. And then be listening Saturdays at 8 o'clock in the morning for on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA, and Sunday morning starting at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Mike Connors, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, I want you to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. These are just natural food in a vegetarian capsule, and they've got tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. In fact, the daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in it. And Balance of Nature will give you access, if you call today, to your own health coach at no additional charge, because they just want you to live a healthy life. Call your personal health coach and discuss any questions and concerns you may have. This is a tremendous service that the Howard family, the originators of Balance of Nature, provide to you at no charge. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. And remember, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. Start your journey to a better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Dennis Prager is tired of the fear-mongering.
Al Gore and these other crackpots have been saving the world since 1990 at least. Every 12 years we're warned it's too late if we don't do anything. And we do almost nothing except ruin people's lives. The damage that the latest panic mongers are doing is daily in the news.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer. The only station in New York that doesn't hold back. AM 970. The Answer. Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Ah, yes, we're back on this fine day. She's Christine Nicholas. I'm Kevin McCullough. McCullough, as they'd say back home. Anyway, Christine, and I don't know. I mean, we already kind of went over this in the monologue, but why St. Patrick can't have the whole day to himself, and we got to give half of it to St. Joseph? You know, two admirable people. I don't know what's going on. Why can't they have their own day each? But we'll figure all that out as we go along. Anyway, we've got a very special guest, and I want you to introduce Mr. Carey for us.
We do. A very good friend of mine, Michael Carey. We worked together in City Hall. He was the head of Economic Development Corporation. And let me tell you, it wasn't, you know, the things that he did at EDC are the things that we enjoy in New York City now. Basically rebuilding 42nd Street corridor, that whole AMC theater, that whole AMC walk. It's just amazing. The big office park out in Willits Point. But Michael Carey is also one of Hugh Carey, Governor Hugh Carey's 14 children. And he, of course, celebrates St. Patrick's Day like no one else, the whole Hugh Carey family. I've been blessed to know many of them. So I want to welcome Michael Carey and wish you a very happy St. Patrick's Day. And Tell us, Michael, where are you calling in from?
Well, I believe it or not, Christine, and by the way, thank you, right back at you. I am at St. James Cafe on the West Side. This is a tradition of mine to go to a local restaurant, get corned beef and cabbage, or corned beef on rye with mustard. I ran into good friends, Walker and Alicia from Orlando. They love New York, which is great. Good. And look, Christine, you and I have history. You were the one who orchestrated my father's 80th birthday at Gracie Mansion. And my father and Mayor Giuliani went to a Yankee game. And like two Brooklyn and Queens sports stalwarts who watched Ebbets Field from the outside because they were too young and impoverished to buy tickets. You know, my father wouldn't leave. He said, I'm not leaving until the mayor leaves. So you orchestrated a fantastic party at Gracie Mansion, which was fantastic. But, you know, as you well know, my father is, you know, someone who's identified with Irish peace and with Pat Moynihan, Ted Kennedy, and Tip O'Neill. They were dubbed the Four Horsemen. They believed in economic development, ironically enough, because I became the economic development head in New York City, as you all know. And what I remember very fondly is that I remember tickling Mayor Giuliani about the fact that he went to Manhattan College and that he clerked for Judge McMahon, and that I think he was more Irish than he cared to admit to. But he co-clerked with Judge Crotty, if you remember. And I thought those were some of the great events. And you remember, Christine, the mayor prided himself on walking in the parade three or four times with uniformed services.
Not twice, but three times.
No, three or four times.
NYPD, FDNY, Department of Sanitation.
Yes, you
Department of Corrections.
Well. I mean,
whoever he could, he'd get up to 86th Street. Now it's 79th Street, but then he would turn around. Yeah.
You have it exactly right. I mean, I was going to mention that. But look, Rudy was a great mayor, a great New Yorker. And I remember we went to, my father and I went to many events with Rudy. And as two guys that grew up with a Catholic upbringing and Irish upbringing, they identified. My father was St. Augustine. Rudy was Lachlan. If you remember, our good friend Joe Esposito went to St. Augustine's. And, you know, I saw the Cardinal last night at the Friendly Sons, which I know you're familiar with. And I asked him, I said, Cardinal, is it a requirement that the Archbishop of New York be Irish, or is it just helpful? And he said, you know, Michael, we had a Frenchman one time. We got it out of our system. So, and the other story about Cardinal About Cardinal Egan is he was standing in the lobby of the St. Regis, and some woman walked up and said, there he is. And as her husband said unwittingly, who? And she said, Chris Christie. And it was Cardinal Egan. So he's got a terrific sense of humor and a great guy. But that's New York Irish. And
well, I love how Michael has inherited the gift of gab. I mean, this is the first time Kevin McCullough has had a break.
We've asked him one question so far, and it's been been entertained. I'm just sitting here drinking
it
in.
Let me go on a little bit because this.
Now let me ask you, Michael, something with you with the corned beef today.
No, I gotta
ask a question. It's an important question. With the corned beef, what was your beverage that you downed with the corned beef today?
All right. Well, don't tell my family, but I had a few shots of Jameson's with Walker and Alicia, whose birthday it is, from Florida. Because, you know, how gifted can you be to have a birthday on St. Patrick? So meet Alicia. Her birthday is today. She's 30. I feel like a dirty old man. But her husband is keeping a sharp eye on me, so I dare not do anything.
Is her husband the one holding the camera so we can keep an
absolutely,
eye on you?
Absolutely.
Okay, I like that.
And they are. You know, to the day, which is important, they are here to celebrate St. Patrick's, which draws people from all around the world. Christine, you and I both know that New York is a basic magnet for New Year's Eve. You know, great numbers of people from overseas. On St. Patrick's Day, it's celebrated in Ireland, but people come to New York, the capital of the world, It's fantastic.
Yep.
And, you know, just to mention a word about, you know, last night I was at the Friendly Suns, and, you know, speaking of guys like Chris Matthews and others that talked about the Irish contribution to New York, the Irish need not apply and all of that, you know, they joined the uniformed services, police, sanitation, fire department. They made a tremendous contribution because it was their opportunity to get into the into giving something back to New York, which gave them an opportunity, you know, to come over here as immigrants. And, you know, the New York story is kind of like synonymous with the Irish immigration story. Wonderful, wonderful, you know, cultural, historical, spiritual experience. And, you know, the Irish and New York are symbiotic. And, you know, Christine, you know, allowed me to host St. Patrick's Day at Gracie Mansion. Yep. And we had a fabulous, fabulous time.
And what a host you were. And what a host now for New York City. And I do want to just say, because we're running out of time, but your father, Governor Hugh Carey, began the I Love New York program.
Today is very strong.
I am now the chair of the Governor's Tourism Advisory Council, so I report into Governor Hochul on that. And I want to thank you, Michael Carey, because you are keeping up the tradition. And if your father could see you now with a twinkle in his beautiful eyes, that he always had a twinkle in his eye, he is probably looking down at you from heaven with such pride that you are continuing the tradition of welcoming people to New York. So thank you so much, Michael Carey, for joining us on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough,
Michael,
last
awesome
words.
To meet you and to have you. And you come on back. I'd talk to you for hours if we had the opportunity.
Hey, guys, I would love to. And Christine, I love you. You're the greatest.
Thank you.
It's what you do for New York is up there with people like John Cassimatidis. You know, you give back. You know, I'm a big fan of yours. I love you. And happy St. Patrick's Day, all right?
All right.
All right. More Guinness and Jameson in your future there, Michael.
100%.
But go light. You got to get home tonight.
I'm a block away. I'm off duty.
You're all good. All right. You're good to go. When we come back, it's kind of an emotional show I'm sensing for Christine tonight. And we're going to have another one of those moments coming up next. Don't go away.
Sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy with Route 22 Toyota.
Dennis Prager here. Visit the Holy Land with me and Inspiration Cruises and Tours. No other trip will be like it. The Stand with Israel Tour. Call 855-565-5519 or visit standwithisraeltour.com.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best. Period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm in my early 60s. I can't tell you how good I feel all day, especially because I work about a 12 and a half hour shift. I mean, I get up at 4 and I'm at work at 5:30. You know, the afternoons, I would start to kind of lag a little bit, you know, start slowing down. Well, within a day or two, I was not lagging. I had energy. I mean, I was singing and, you know, kind of dancing around a little bit. And I mean, the only thing I changed was balance of nature. That's no lie. That's the truth. I mean, I see it in the commercials and I believe it because I live it.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code Brandon.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekday afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Ooh. What a little moonlight can do.
It's Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Who has yet to have my first shot of Jameson on this particular St. Patrick's Day. But Christine Nicholas, what a fun character Mr. Carey is. And I didn't know that about his dad on the I Love New York stuff. That's huge. Because that went global immediately, you know, with the heart on the T-shirts and everywhere. That was on TV shows. That went everything, everywhere, anyway. So we've got another special guest, and I'm going to give you the honors. But he's been with us before, and it's always a blast to talk to him.
Well, in honor of St. Joseph's Day, which, if you recall, is always on March 19th, I have a guy with me
but
here.
But on our show today,
studio.
We're splitting between the Irish and the Italian here. We're going both, you know, equal opportunity, I guess.
And by the way, to the point, you know, Joe Latigano, my dad, 90 years old, Italian, and married an Irish woman, right?
Yes!
So apparently, you know, they
yes!
are. Yes! Yep. And also here in my studio, I have Liz Seek, who is the daughter, my cousin, the daughter of he married Mary Ford, and she was a twin of Rita Ford. So I have my twin cousin here, if you will. And
your
so it's a party.
Cousin.
It is a party here in
our
studio.
Let the Jameson flow.
and you can't smell it on radio, but we have the corned beef cabbage. There, you know, we're cooking it up here, so it smells
Irish
delicious.
Irish
soda bread. So anyway, Dad, welcome. Tonight we're going to talk about St. Joseph's Day and what that means to you. So thanks for joining us tonight on Radio Night Live.
It's always a pleasure to be, of course, with my daughter, but Kevin, you always promoting New York. That's my town. St. Joseph's Day is a special, special day, traditionally with Italian. In fact, I, as a young boy, it was more important to me than my birthday. And my great aunt, who had a Joseph as a son and a Joseph as a grandson, and my dad was Joseph, she would make it very special on this day. She would go over to Orchard Street, which was a big downtown at that time shopping area, and we would get shirts and socks. So we looked forward to St. Joseph's Day. Now, I'm half German, and the St. Joseph is a special, special to those people, too. In fact, when Pope Benedict came into New York, he went to the Basilica Church, St. Joseph, on 86th Street. So St. Joseph has always been traditionally an Italian, very important.
And what they have to celebrate St. Joseph's Day, which you know, Kevin McCullough, because with Arthur Avenue, they sent you a little sampling.
Yeah, 2 years
point.
Ago, our very first show, our very first Friday show, you had them send me the St. Joseph. Is it cakes?
Pastry.
Do they call them cakes?
Pastry, yeah. But there are two different kinds.
It's much more than just a little piece of buttery flake. This is a full sledge dessert here. I mean, they're really good. Yeah.
You got the Zeppoli and the Sfingi. One has the cannoli cream and one has the custard, so it's a little bit different. And even so the Sfingi is from Sicily and the Zeppoli from Neapolitan, right?
Neapolitan.
Yeah, right. So it's good. Which one do you like better, Dad?
How can you choose between heaven and heaven?
I ate a good share of both of them when they came because you didn't just order us one, Christine. We got like a whole box full. And I think I was a little more inclined to the Sicilian, to the Sfingi.
I have to agree.
Custard was a little, I don't know, because I ate it as a dessert. So it came after dinner and, you know, it was just that. And I couldn't eat a whole thing. I just had like a fourth of it, but it was perfect.
Well, Kevin, the custard is a little heavier.
Yes.
You know, when you have the other, it's a light taste.
Well, my bride, being the Italian, I think she was more inclined to the cannoli cream. I'll have to ask her, but I think she was more inclined to the cannoli cream. But the custard was more my style.
Well, if you're looking for listeners to take a taste, go up to Arthur Avenue. Every bakery there, they really do celebrate St. Joseph's Day. They celebrate it for a good month. But you can get both, and then you can tell us which one you like.
We should, one of these years, Christine, we should do a taste test from from Arthur Avenue, and have, you know, all of, you know, the top five, four or five there, and have people taste them and then tell us which is the crowning St. Joseph's pastry for the year.
Right.
And we could dub a new champion every year.
Right, just like the cannolis, too.
I might even toss in Ferrara's down in Little Italy, which they do a very fine job. I'm partial to Arthur Avenue.
But Ferrara's has been there for a long time. It's really a tradition. It's beautiful.
I grew up on the Lower East Side, an Italian, Irish, Jewish neighborhood, and everybody on St. Patty's Day was Irish. And on St. Joseph's Day, everybody was Italian.
2 days later, there they were. All right, Joe, it's wonderful to have you on the show, as always, and we will keep championing New York. That's what this show's about. We love the fact that you're here and that you love it so much. Thank you for being with us. Coming back, another Joe that you might know if you've followed this show. So there's Mo to come.
It's Dr. Lederman about innovative cancer treatment options often hidden elsewhere. Dr. Lederman discusses all options, what every doctor should do. Patients are amazed at Dr. Lederman's first in America radio surgery, Hidden Options, non-invasive, outpatient, highly successful treatment where we attack the cancer. I'm Dr. Lederman for your loved one with cancer treatment options that may have been hidden from you when most needed. For newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body, even if prior chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work or isn't wanted, call Dr. Lederman, 2 and 2 Choices, 2 and 2 Choices, for appointment and free cancer treatment booklet DVD. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Learn about hidden cancer treatment options. Hidden no more with Dr. Lederman. 2 and 2 Choices, 2 and 2 Choices.
My name is Imran Ansari, and I lead the Civil Litigation Division of Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, the preeminent New York litigation law firm. The tires screech, the impact is felt. Boom. You've just been in a car accident. It's a scary situation that none of us want to experience. But if you have been injured in a car accident, then you may be entitled to significant monetary compensation for your injuries. It's important you speak to an attorney right away to make sure your rights are protected. Myself and our team of experienced trial attorneys will never settle for less than what you deserve. We are always ready to go to court to fight for you and seek justice. So if you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, don't delay. Call Idala, Bertuna & Kamen at 212-486-0011. That's 212-486-0011. Or visit us on the web at idalalaw.com. Idalalaw.com. Idala, Bertuna, and Kamens. Fighting for justice, fighting for you.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Call in to the Joe Piscopo Show and let your voice be heard.
Hey, let me go to Tom in Boca Raton.
Your show is, in my opinion, the great American story. Joe Piscopo's father, the family, Al, everybody in your show. You guys put together a team. I love your show. Everybody's beautiful. We're very fortunate to have a great American story, Joe Piscopo.
Joe Piscopo, weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the new MyPillow 2.0 with a special buy one, get one free offer. The MyPillow 2.0 offers a brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. The new fabric dissipates heat and humidity to create a cooling sensation to maintain a cooler surface temperature. MyPillow knows core body temperature plays a big role in how well you sleep. The new fabric technology helps regulate your body temperature throughout the night by creating a lower surface surface temperature for a more restful night's sleep. Machine washable and dryable with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, and made in the USA. Just go to the radio listeners page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code AM970, or call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on the new MyPillow 2.0, 800-651-0798.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Always going, don't know where. Always showing, I don't care. Don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile. All alone, I'm running wild.
And now, from New York, Radio Night Live, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, so 3 years ago, on this very night, or very close to this very night, our next guest was our very first guest, Christine Nicholas. And since then, I've had a chance to get to know him a little bit at the Broadway Association and some other things that we do together. And he comes back often because the great work that he's doing on so many fronts is really appreciated. But go ahead and introduce our primo, number one, first original OG.
Absolutely. The first guest for Radio Night Live is back again on St. Joseph's Eve. Joe Benicasa, our St. Joe, the saint of the formerly the Actors Fund, because when you were on back then,
that's what it was.
It was the Actors Fund, but now you had some news this year. You've changed the name to Entertainment Community Fund, and you're still doing all of the amazing things, helping those actors in retirement, finding value, especially during COVID when they didn't have insurance and they didn't have a paycheck. The Actors Fund, Entertainment Community Fund, came to the rescue. And you have another big event coming up on March 27th, Ragtime. So, Joe Benicasa, welcome back to Radio Net Live.
Boy, I'm so glad to be with you. Thank you very much for inviting me back.
Absolutely. And you also tell us a bit. You gave us a great blurb about St. Joseph's Day and the difference between the pastries. And what are your thoughts about St. Joseph's Day?
Well, this is a fantastic weekend. I mean, to have St. Paddy's Day today, and then, you know, bookend it with St. Joseph's Day. And, you know, you and I, Christine, we're talking about the Sicilian tradition, and I sent you some information. My mother was born in Messina, Sicily. So St. Joseph's that's a special day in Sicily, and she made it very special for me growing up. So with lots of goodies around the house and wonderful festivities. And we always did something. I was just reminded of it. You know, it was always a time to think of the people in need on St. Joseph's Day. And my mother and I and my grandmother, we would visit, you know, various shelters, and we'd prepare special meals and drop them off for people who needed help. So there's that Sicilian tradition, which is very much alive in Sicily and in many Italian neighborhoods. I know at the Columbus Foundation, they have a special feast tomorrow in which you come for lunch or dinner, and you bring some canned food or some product to be shared with food pantries. So that's a nice way to celebrate St. Joseph's Day.
Right. And I understand they're going to keep that food drive going until March 25th. So if you, are in town, the Columbus Club is right off of Fifth Avenue on 61st, is it?
I think it's 68th. I forget.
68th, maybe.
I think it's 68th.
Yeah, but you should, you know, if you're around, make a drop, because there are a lot of people who are in need, you know, especially with inflation and all of the prices going up. You'd be surprised. And what they then do is bring it to a local food pantry. So, and I think that's just a beautiful story. And I'm not surprised with Sicilians doing that, because, you know, New Yorkers, when you look at the most generous people, you don't have to go too much further than the Italians. They have just been so, so generous with their time and with their charity. You know, Rocco Camiso, for one, who's a good friend, he's going to be on 60 Minutes on Sunday night. But he's another wonderful Italian American that came with nothing in his pocket when he was 14, and now he is the owner of Mediacom. So proud of Rocco. So proud of you, Joe Benicasa. Tell us more about the Entertainment Community Fund and how others can get involved.
Well, now that it seems that we're getting out of COVID, I mean, the pandemic really decimated the entertainment community. As you know, people lost their health insurance because they didn't work, and you had to acquire a 21-week work weeks to acquire to get health insurance. We spent more than $30 million just on direct financial assistance around the country. We were able to expand our health insurance programs. We wrote health insurance for a lot of people. As navigators under Obamacare, we were able to create wonderful opportunities for people to keep their health insurance and to get health insurance. Very proud in Albany, we just had the COBRA subsidy bill renewed, which we pay half of the cost of COBRA for people who are losing or about to lose their health insurance. And the individual has to kick in the other half. So we're very proud, as our chairman Brian Stokes Mitchell likes to say, our first 140 years were like a dress rehearsal for the real thing, which was this terrible pandemic that people in entertainment faced. You mentioned our new name. We were ready to introduce our new name because what is the Actors Fund has always helped people in every aspect of show business. You know, beginning in 1882. So in 1882, the term actor applied to everyone involved in show business. And we were just kind of reflective of that. However, you know, we on our board, we have 14 institutional seats, the heads of studios, the heads of unions and guilds, representing writers, directors, stagehands, et cetera. So what we're able to do is formally embrace everyone working in the performing arts and entertainment with our new name. And it's gone pretty well. Now, we kept the trademark. We own Actors Fund. For any of the lawyers out there, I want you to know we own the Actors Fund.
Back off.
And we keep it alive at the Actors Fund home in Englewood, New Jersey, which is fantastic. Nice. We have great administrator in Jordan Stroll, a great team that we've built. Just before the pandemic, we had finished a $35 million renovation and expansion of the facility. We created greater safety for our staff and for our residents. So we basically had no COVID in our residents, except for the two COVID units that we were mandated to set up to accept people from local hospitals, which we did. And we protected everyone very well. And I have to say, everyone's fine. So it's been COVID-free. It still is.
Real quickly, if people want information on the entertainment fund, where do they go? Where do you point them to?
Entertainmentcommunityfund.org or actorsfund.org. You'll find us. There are lots of great activities. Now that we're getting out of COVID, we're doing some live events again. Christine, you mentioned we're doing the 25th anniversary of that great show, Ragtime. We're bringing all the original cast members who are still with us, to perform. We're going to be filming it, and we're going to be making it available to a wider international audience. It's been sold out we announced it 3 years ago. It's been sold out for 3 years. We have an active waiting list.
Wow.
You need a bigger theater. You need a stadium.
We thought about that.
Joe, I know your evening is full of exciting things to do surrounding the two celebrations this weekend. So go in peace, my friend, and thank you for all the good work that you're doing. Thanks for spending some time with us tonight.
God bless you guys. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Thank you, Kristen.
Thanks, bye-bye. Joe.
What a great guy. What a great first guest for us to have back on.
He's got the Rutgers connection, so we love Joe Benacasa.
Second anniversary, third year, kicking off Radio Night Live here on Friday. All right, she's Christine Nicholas. I'm Kevin McCullough. The tips come next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, I want you to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. These are just natural food in a vegetarian capsule, and they've got tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. In fact, the daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in it. And Balance of Nature will give you access, if you call today, to your own health coach at no additional charge because they just want you to live a healthy life. Call your personal health coach and discuss any questions and concerns you may have. This is a tremendous service that the Howard family, the originators of Balance of Nature, provide to you at no charge. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. And remember, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. Start your journey to a better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What does the perfect wedding entail? Just you, the love of your life, your guests, and the iconic New York City skyline. Sound too good to be true? It's not. You can say I do all with gorgeous views of the New York City skyline in the distance on board the Atlantis yacht of New York Cruises. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today. New York Cruises is the premier unique wedding venue. They have a dedicated staff of experienced hospitality professionals who can provide you with wedding cruise event planning services every step of the way. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today. Your guests will dine in style on the main deck, sky deck, and lounge deck with 360-degree views of the Manhattan skyline. The Atlantis of New York Cruises is the perfect venue for corporate events, weddings, engagement and anniversary parties, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar or bat mitzvahs, you name it. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today or visit newyorkcruises.com.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-419-2387. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Thanks, Lonnie Perkins. Appreciate your good work. And it is St. Patty's Day for a few more hours tonight. Then it's St. Joseph's Day on Sunday. And in between, just programming alert, it's the St. That Kevin Show Day. So on St. That Kevin Show Day, we've got James Rosen, investigative journalist. We've got fitness guru Jane Ann Benira. We've got thespian actor of screen and stage Max McLean. We've got Erica Rhodes, comedian and actress. And we've got in the music spotlight Lauren Daigle joining us. And that's 9 p.m. Salem News Channel. Check it out this weekend. Christine, what else can people do this weekend?
Well, in keeping with our theme of St. Patrick's Day and St. Joseph's Day, I'm going to let everyone know that on Sunday, March 19th, from 12 to 4 p.m., there's a free Irish open house. There's going to be some karaoke sing-alongs to Irish music. There's the Irish World Dance Champion. Tyler Schwartz is going to be there. It is all taking place on 726 11th Avenue on the west side between 51st and 52nd Street. Check it out at irisharts.org. irisharts.org. Now, we spoke also about St. Joseph's Day. So you got the Irish and the Italian. And my father also mentioned Orchard Street growing up, also a very strong Jewish community. So you might want to visit the Tenement Museum. It is a fabulous museum. It's located 103rd Orchard Street. And it talks about the 19th century Irish immigrants and other immigrants and how they came to this country. It is incredibly educational, but you're actually walking through a tenement house. They have converted a tenement house into a museum. So it really is fascinating. I encourage you all to go. Get more information at tenement.org. And a very happy St. Joseph's Day this Sunday, March 19th. Please head up to Little Italy and Arthur Avenue. If you want to try out the two different
Sfigi.
Pastries,
get the Sfigi.
Sfigi, you can try it at Arturzo Pastry. It's 187th Street, 670 East 187. Artuzzo, you've got Delilio Pastry Shop, Edigio. Remember, she was a guest on our show at one point. Gino's Pastry Shop, also on 187, Marone Pastry Shop and Cafe, and of course, Madonia Bakery. And if you don't want the Zeppoli or the Sfingi, you got to go for the olive bread. Sorry, I know it's not Irish, but it's my Greek speaking to me now. The olive bread is by far the best. So there's a lot going on in New York City. Just always check nycgo.com for the latest on what you can do this weekend and plan your trip ahead.
My name's Kevin. My pronouns are Irish Italian this weekend. So we're gonna we're gonna go down that path.
When is Saint Kevin's Day? Is there such a thing?
There's, as far as I know, no such thing. So and the world's probably a better place because there isn't. I'm just saying. In reality, hey, enjoy your fun Irish festivities tonight.
We're looking forward to it. We'll
see you in a few minutes. Just kidding. We're going to go do our own thing. Anyway, friends, thank you for being with us all week. And, of course, we will be back next week. But please, please, please come join me on Salem News Channel tomorrow night, 9 p.m., 9 to 11. Instead of SNL, check us out. It's a lot of fun. We have a good time. And Christine was on a couple of weeks ago. You can go see her archive segment at on the Instagram page. Come on and have some fun with us. And we'll be back, of course, next week talking about everything we can do to help bring our city back. Sadly, we're still coming back, but we're going to get there. Right, Christine? We promise. We're going to get there.
You betcha.
All right. And
with the help of our saints. With the help of
no
few
kidding.
Of our saints will help us.
Have a great night, everybody. With you.